الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. In regards to the night of Shab-e Barat, this is such a Mubarak and such a blessed night that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, إن الله تعالى ينزل ليلة النصف من شعبان إلى السماء الدنيا فيغفر لأكثر من شعر غنم كلب. That verily Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala descends on the 15th night of Sha'ban to the first heaven. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doesn't have a physical body like you and I, but this means Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showers His special mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives people more than the hair on the goats of Banu Kalb. This was a tribe that resided in Madinatul Munawwara and were famously known to have many goats, perhaps hundreds and thousands of goats. So here it indicates that countless people Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives on this night of Barat. In another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that at the time of sunset, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala announces that is there anyone that seeks forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Ala min mustaghfirin fa'aghfir lahu. Ala min mustarziqin fa'arzuqahu. Is there anyone that seeks sustenance so that I may grant him sustenance? Ala mubtalan fa'u'afi. Is there anyone that is involved in some difficulty, in hardship, so that I may remove him from his calamity, from his difficulty, from his hardship? Is there anyone that has any need that I may fulfill? And these calls are made hatta yatlu' al-fajr, until the time of dawn. So from the time of sunset, a person should engage in ibadah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Immediately after Maghrib, he should start engaging in dua and spend the night in ibadah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is a night where the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala descends in great abundance. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala looks for little excuses to forgive His servant. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written a particular incident that there was a person that used to record all his sins. Whenever he committed a sin, then he would record it in a diary. One day he decided to read this diary, and he found that there were over 1,000 sins that were recorded in the diary. So due to fear that how am I going to account before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he starts crying. He began shaking and shivering, and in this condition he falls off to sleep. When he awakens, he notices that entire diary has been erased. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had forgiven all his sins. And only one verse of the Quran Sharif was found in his diary. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. That those people that have brought iman upon Allah, they make tawbah and they do righteous deeds, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala even converts the evil into good deeds. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah ta'ala is most forgiving and Allah ta'ala is most merciful. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala looks for excuses to forgive his bandas, to forgive his servants, and draw them very, very close to him. So this is a night of tawbah, this is a night of turning to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and nobody should become despondent. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ready to forgive us. Secondly, this is a night of dua, that a person should supplicate before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, us from the inner recesses of our heart. Not that we just make a superficial dua and that's it, but dua comes out from the inner recesses of the heart. Mawla Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi has written a particular incident that there was a pious person that used to take loans from people, and this is how he spent his life. So towards the end of his life, when he was about to pass away, the creditors were informed that this man is about to leave the world. So all the creditors immediately came back for the money that they had loaned him in his lifetime. But obviously he had no money because he did not have any income. So he told them to sit down and wait. And then there was a little boy that was going around selling sweetmeats. So he told his khadim, the person that was serving him, that call this young boy and purchase the sweetmeats from him, and thereafter serve the sweetmeats to all the creditors that are waiting. So the servant, he acted on the instructions of the sheikh, and he served the sweetmeats to all the creditors that were waiting. Now the boy wants his money, so they told him, you also join the queue. So he joined the queue. But he was a little child, a young boy, and he is accountable to his mother. So after a little while, he became impatient and he started crying. When he started crying, then one person comes on a horse with two bags of money and he handed over to the sheikh. The sheikh then distributed the money. It was sufficient for all the creditors and the young boy, and they all left. So somebody asked the sheikh, that Hazrat, what is all this about? So he said, sab mangne wale the, koi rone wala nahi tha. That everyone that was here, they were here to ask for their dues. Nobody cried before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for his need. When this little boy came and he cried, Allah ta'ala's rahmat, Allah ta'ala's mercy descended, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then fulfilled the needs of all the people that were here. So the money came and I paid everyone off. So a person, he needs to cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ask, never lose hope in the rahmat of Allah, in the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Quran says, Ujibu da'wat al-da'i idha da'an. Allah ta'ala mentions that I respond to the call of the caller when he calls unto me. So there are many du'as that we need to make on this particular night. The ummah is going through so much of difficulty, so much of hardship. And lastly, there are many people that will be deprived of the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala on this particular night. A person that is disobedient to his parents, a person that severs and cuts relationship with his family members, and various other people, those that entertain malice in their heart, they will all be deprived of the rahmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on this particular night. So before the night sets in, whilst Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us an opportunity before the time of sunset, then we should either make that phone call, make salam, forgive the person, ask for forgiveness, or even send a WhatsApp message and ask the person who we have wronged for forgiveness, and try and resolve our matters with all our family members and all other Muslim brothers. And the Muslims are going through so much of difficulty, so make dua for the entire ummah. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and all of us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.